Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate Vincent Newman's birthday, play Double or Nothing, have some songs about farm and home, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, September 27th, marked the birth in New York City in 1898 of composer Vincent Newman's. He started piano lessons at age 4 and enrolled in Sheffield Scientific School at Yale University, but quickly found out he had no interest at all in engineering and left to join a Wall Street brokerage firm for a while. He first began composing while in the Navy during World War I, where one of his songs was heard and then used by John Philip Sousa in his band concerts. In 1927, that song was changed from a march and renamed Hallelujah and was a hit in the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. After his discharge from the Navy, Newman's embarked on a musical career, working as a pianist and song plugger for the Harms Music Publishing Firm. He first became interested in writing for the musical stage while working as a rehearsal pianist for Victor Herbert. His first Broadway show tune with the lyric by Ira Gershwin was Who's Who With You, and was in the 1918 show From Broadway to Piccadilly. His first complete score was 1921's Two Little Girls in Blue, but I'd take up the entire rest of the show if I listed all of his shows, songs, and collaborators. In 1933, Newman's contracted tuberculosis and entered a sanitarium in Denver, Colorado. In 1943, he returned to New York, where Doris Duke financed his idea for a show called the Vincent Newman's Ballet Review. It featured modern and classical ballet, puppets, serious music, and elaborate costuming, but it folded in Boston and never did reach New York City. Newman's health deteriorated and he returned to the sanitarium, where he died on April 5, 1946, at just 48 years of age. But his music lives on here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's Bing.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark. Judgment Day.
my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever. The way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you. When the day fades away into twilight, the moon is my light of love. In the night I am quite a romancer. I find an answer above to bring me consolation. You're my inspiration. This is my imagination. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, all for you.
Russ Colombo singing the Harold Adamson Mack Gordon lyric to Vincent Heumann's Time on My Hands. The orchestra on that October 9, 1931 Victor recording was directed by Nat Shilkret. That was preceded by the Vincent Heumann's Irving Caesar collaboration, Tea for Two, performed there by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies on February 14, 1930. Before Tea for Two, it was the sweetheart of Columbia Records, Ruth Etting in November of 1929 and More Than You Know. That had been written 10 years earlier by Heumann's, with the lyrics by Billy Rose and Edward Eliscu, and is from the Broadway musical Great Day. Speaking of Great Day, we started the show with Great Day, sung by Bing Crosby et al., with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on October 9, 1929. Composer Vincent Heumann's, born September 27, 1898. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on September 29th in 1940, the radio quiz show Double or Nothing was first heard on the Mutual Radio Network. Each time contestants answered questions correctly, their winnings would double, from $20 to $40, to the big payoff of $80. And, as the name of the show said, if they gave an incorrect answer, they left with nothing. The show was on the air for 12 years, during which time MCs included Walter Compton, Todd Russell, Walter O'Keefe, and John Reed King. The show's announcer was Fred Cole, and sponsors included Phenamint Gum, Chew's Breath Candy, and Campbell's Soup. So here to commemorate Double or Nothing are some double songs, beginning with Red McKenzie and his Rhythm Kings.
I've got troubles, double troubles. What a business, when one is such a headache, I have to be in love with two. If I choose one, then I lose one. Such a business, I really shouldn't suffer. My heart is big enough for two. I can talk with them, I can walk with them, even spoon with them. But I can't go on a honeymoon with them. And that's my trouble, double trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm as crazy as a cuckoo trying to be true to two. I can walk with them, even spoon with them, but I can't go on a honeymoon with them.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his Cotton Club Orchestra, April 11th, 1930, and Double Check Stomp, written by Barney Bigard, Wellman Broad, and Johnny Hodges. Wellman Broad was one of the top string bass players of the 1920s. He grew up in New Orleans and also played guitar and drums. He moved to Chicago in 1917 and in the early 20s was with Charlie Elgar and also toured Europe with Will Vaudry's Plantation Review before moving to New York. He was with Ellington from 1927 to 35 and with the Spirits of Rhythm until 1937 when he formed his own trio. In the late 30s and early 40s, he recorded with Jelly Roll Morton and Sidney Bechet. In 1940, he opened a pool room in New York and became a part-time player, but joined in reunions with Ellington in 1944 and 1961. Double Check Stomp was preceded by Al Boley, backed by the Lou Stone Band in 1938, and I Double Dare You. We started off with Red McKenzie and his Rhythm Kings in August of 1935 and Double Trouble. That Leo Robin, Ralph Ranger, Richard Whiting collaboration was from the film The Big Broadcast of 1936.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, on October 2nd, 1929, the National Farm and Home Hour debuted on NBC Radio. The show gave rural Americans information about farm products, growing crops, farm animal care, and useful household tips. The Stars and Stripes Forever opened the show, which featured Don Ameche and Raymond Edward Johnson. Music and entertainment were provided by the Cadets Quartet and the Cornbusters and Mirandy of Persimmon Holler. The National Farm and Home Hour was sponsored by Montgomery Ward. So to commemorate the National Farm and Home Hour, we've got a couple of sets of rapidly rotating records about farm and home, beginning with Fred Elisalde and his Anglo-American band.
We've got a farm of a farm, right in the middle of a swamp. Right in the middle of the swamp. Nothing
farm, they all feel blue. Every day, in every way, they all ask for you. Sister and ma, brother and pa, even the mule with his old hee-haw. Hector the pup, since he's grown up, he keeps asking too. Oh, the chickens ask, the cows ask, the pigs ask, the horses ask. Down on the farm, they all ask for you.
Come on, folks, get your partners for the square dance.
We got a little cow, a cute little cow, away down on our farm. It never did anybody any good, still it never did anybody harm. It never gave a drop of milk, and it doesn't know how. Just listen to me and I'll tell you why. It ain't that kind of a cow.
That's a slicker, left eye cracky.
Now this little cow down on our farm is gosh darn mighty tricky. She fell in love with a bull next door, and now she's Bolsheviki.
Down on of the barn.
After they've been tabby.
Arthur Fields singing Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young's lyrics to Walter Donaldson's tune, How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm. The song was a big hit, and Fields' recording for Victor competed with Nora Bay's version on Columbia, but it was recorded by many others as well. Before that, it was Gene Cardos and his orchestra and Down on the Farm from November 13, 1931. The vocal there was by Gene Cardos trying to pull off a rural accent. We began that farm set with a much peppier tune than the lyrics and title would suggest. That was Misery Farm, written by C.J. Wallace and performed by Fred Elizalde in his music in December of 1928, with vocal by Al Boley. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Well, we had a set of farm songs in connection with the debut of the National Farm and Home Hour, so here's a set of home songs beginning with Dick Robertson.
Thank you.
sun sets in the sky. Flowers never die. Where friends don't pass you by, say that's my home. Where the folks say how do you do, bet they mean it too. Where man's love is true, yes, that's my home. I'm always welcome back, no matter where I roam. It's just a little shack, but it's home, sweet home. Where the Suwannee River flows and the shady pine trees grow. I needn't say no more, 'cause that's my home.
Some home songs to commemorate the National Farm and Home Hour, which debuted on NBC Radio October 2, 1929. We began with Dick Robertson and the Peter Van Steeden Orchestra November 25, 1931, and Home. Peter Van Steeden was born in Amsterdam, Holland in 1904. He came to the U.S. in 1907, and in addition to attending New York University's College of Engineering, he received extensive private musical training. He was the orchestra leader on a number of shows in the 1930s and 40s, including Fred Allen's from 35 to 40. In the 40s, he was on shows including Duffy's Tavern, Mr. District Attorney, and Break the Bank. He also co-wrote the song we just heard, Home. Home was followed by Nat Ganella and his trumpet and his vocal on That's My Home, recorded in London on March 3, 1933. Al Boley made his third appearance of this evening on that record, not as vocalist, but as guitarist. We finished up with Flash Miller and his orchestra and Paddlin' Madeline Home, one of three sides made by the band for Jeanette on October 31, 1925.
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Tom Berwick and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra.
Find delight in your charms every night my whole life through. Your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Oh, please say you're not intending to tease. Speed the happy ending and please tell me that you love me too. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Tom Berwick and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and Robin and Rangers Please with the vocal by Rex Blaine. Then it was Howard Lennon and his orchestra, September 29, 1925, and Don't Wake Me Up, Let Me Dream. From September 28, 1921, we heard the Benson Orchestra of Chicago and Bimini Bay, written by Gus Kahn, Richard Egan, and Richard Whiting. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.